This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To start off this hour of the DJV program without Jennifer Horn, but with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, the District of Columbia has focused on residents there with felony convictions in terms of whether they can vote or not. In fact, they are considering having voters, having people who are in jail voting from inside the prison. Legislation introduced this week. If the bill becomes law, D.C. would join Maine and Vermont as the only places so far in our country that allow incarcerated felons to vote. Isn't that an idea that started with Bernie Sanders, or is it just he's jumped
he's
on the
bandwagon? He's in favor of it. I don't think he started it. Yeah, he's in favor of it.
No. Where did this idea start? Anybody know?
No idea.
Why
I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that was a thing in Maine and, what'd you say, Maine and Vermont?
Maine and Vermont.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't even know that was, that's a real thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I just wonder sometimes whether they come from nowhere, some of these ideas. And why would it be a good idea, or why would it not be a good idea under the circumstances? It's just one of those things. It seems it captures people's attention. Speaking of that, Lisa Marie Presley, talking about her drug addiction, more specifically to her addiction to opioid painkillers. The book is called The United States of Opioids, A Prescription for Liberating a Nation in Pain. She made it clear in the book that she's grateful to be alive, talks about all of the circumstances. This is just another one of many.
Did she have surgery?
Many.
Because usually this happens after surgery.
She had, I'm not sure it was surgery. She had pain. One of the theories here is that it was inherited because her father, Elvis, died because he was addicted to opioids. You knew that, right? He had an opioid addiction.
I knew he was on a lot of pills, yeah.
Yeah.
But the opioids that he took in the 70s, though, are not the same thing. Because they say that now the fentanyl is like one pill of fentanyl or one teaspoon or something is like 5,000 hits of heroin. So the stuff that he was on back then, it was mild compared to what people are getting today. OxyContin didn't exist, I don't think, in the 70s.
No, I don't think it did either. When did it come about?
I don't know.
It was responsible for her divorce, she said. And she doesn't have, I'm looking for some specifics here. It goes back to when she was 45. She took it because she thought she was in pain, but it wasn't the physical pain. It was emotional pain, it seems to me. I can't find anything that suggests that she had some kind of thing going on in her body. She, like a lot of other people, get a hold of this stuff, and they use it as a way to escape from reality.
Yeah. That's very sad.
Children.
She is lucky she's alive, though. She's not wrong.
Right. I know she had a 26-year-old daughter. Wow. That's pretty interesting. All right, so that's the Lisa Marie Presley story. What's the story from Victoria's perch?
Well, there is yet another death in the Dominican Republic that's being reported now. Yesterday or the day before, I forget, we talked about the Maryland couple who were vacationing in the Dominican Republic, and they were found dead in their hotel room. And the wife was 49, the husband, I think, was early 60s. And the only thing that the hotel and the authorities at the Dominican Republic mentioned was that they found blood pressure medicine in the room. Okay. Well, the fact that these two seemingly healthy people were found dead in their hotel room, they don't seem to have a cause of death. That's obviously very mysterious, and the U.S. State Department has gotten involved in this. Now it turns out, 5 days before that couple from Maryland was found dead, another woman from Pennsylvania died in the same hotel. And so her name was Miranda Shop Werner. She collapsed on May 25th after consuming a drink from the minibar. This hotel, if you've got reservations, cancel them now. It's called the Grand Bahia Principe Hotel. It's in La Romana on the Dominican Republic. She was 41 years old. She was celebrating her 9th wedding anniversary with her husband. And he said at one point she was sitting there happily smiling and taking pictures. The next minute she was in acute pain, called out for her husband, collapsed, and died. And so now Wow. The State Department has issued their sincerest condolences to, obviously, to all these families for their loss. This is now that's three people who've died on the island. The fourth one is the woman who was savagely beaten for 8 hours. She survived that attack. And that took place back in January. So that's four people in 6 months. This is, what the heck is going on in the Dominican Republic? This is nuts. And so the U.S. State Department has said that they've contacted their embassies and consulates, and they are trying to launch investigations with Dominican authorities to try to figure out what exactly is going on. But I don't know. For my money, I'm staying clear away from the Dominican Republic. This is just absolute, this is nuts.
Every day this week we've had one of these stories.
Yeah, uh-huh.
One way or another, bad news.
And the authorities authorities and the police in the Dominican Republic are not being helpful at all. Like
no,
you said, they haven't released a cause of death for that couple.
Mm-mm.
And then for the woman who was beat up so badly, they then came
they
out
did
this
nothing.
Week. And they were basically like, this is suspicious. Something in her story doesn't make sense. And, you know, they're obviously trying to call attention away from the fact that it was someone who was working at the hotel there who beat her.
Yeah.
And they haven't done anything to try and figure out who that person is. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say far, far away.
Far, far away. There is a focus on preacher Kenneth Copeland this week. Do you know who he is? He's one of these other guys like Joel Osteen.
Is he the televangelist who's got three private jets? That
yes,
guy?
He is. Yep, that guy. Right.
Do tell the story. This is interesting.
So he was in Branson, Missouri, and one of the people from Inside Edition chasing him around, asking him about his planes, and his response was, it's none of your business. And it really isn't, but yet it makes for an interesting story. And now the fact that he says it's none of your business makes people dig a little bit more deeply.
But when you're taking money from people, I think it is the public's business.
Well, it's...
He's a televangelist, which means he's got all kinds of tax benefits. So yeah. I think it is the public's business, absolutely.
He owns an airport also, in addition to... And why are all these guys in Texas? Osteen's in Texas. This guy's in Texas.
Because there are laws down there, the tax laws, when you're a religious state, or the state of Texas is very, very lenient with a lot of these religious people, and I'm putting that in big sarcastic air quotes, religion, because
uh-huh.
this is, I think they're just a bunch of sham artists. So, yeah. but that's why they all go to Texas. They have a lot of protections there.
There's another one I remember talking about. There's a preacher who was on every billboard in Texas, and he was popular. This was probably 20 years ago. And I remember another journalist, like from one of these shows, like Inside Edition, went to the dumpster behind his office because he would tell people, send in your prayers and a donation.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Remember,
yeah.
I wish I could remember this guy's name, but I can't. I could see him. It's the same thing. Yeah, they threw all of the prayers out.
Send the seed money,
the
right?
Yeah,
the checks
right.
and the dollar bills and $5 and whatever it is. And then, and then they found all the prayers that were never even opened.
Yeah,
oh.
Right. Exactly.
I feel so sorry for people who fall for this kind of stuff.
Well, some people are desperate.
Yeah.
The Boeing story of the day. Ready?
Oh, boy. There's another one?
There's another one. And amidst all of this, Boeing this week has announced or presented its latest design change in planes for the future. And this particular plane that they're working on, they're designing, has its engines on the back of the plane, It has a V wing shape, and people sit in the wings.
No,
the
thanks.
Passengers
Pass.
Are in the wings.
No, thank you.
Why do you see a picture of it? It looks.
Would you sit in a plane on the wing?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what else is there. It kind of seems kind of weird, but this is where they get twice as many people on the plane. They expand the wings, make them the size of the fuselage, and you can sit three and three in the wings. So you can, but you can't see out the other side of the plane. You can't see the passengers on the other side of the plane, it looks like, from what I can see here. But it's, you know, they want to go faster, carry more passengers, do it economically. This is
greed,
it.
Greed.
Yep.
They can't, absolutely not. No, thank you. I will not be on this type of plane.
16 past the hour on the DJV program. Are you ready? Are you ready? I mean, are you really ready to jumpstart your weight loss program? If you are really, really, really ready to get serious about losing weight, the solution for you to lose weight and feel great without breaking the bank is Calitrin. But you got to be serious. You got to be devoted. This is not a fly-by-night scheme. This takes months to make it work. It's not expensive. These pills are not expensive at all, but you need to stay on the program to get all the benefits of their process. It's an all-natural combination of collagen, proteins, that sort of thing. It sort of sets your body into the right place, where it was when you were younger and you didn't have a weight problem. This is what it does. It sort of calibrates your body so that your body is thinking like it did when you were producing your own collagen in your 30s. In fact, collagen is the main ingredient of Calitrin. When you introduce it as supplement, it becomes a jumpstart mechanism for you to start making your own collagen again. Takes a while, about 6 months really, to get on the program, stay on the program, lose the weight, and keep it off. But it certainly is worth the effort, the time, and it's not expensive by any stretch of the imagination, especially when you look at what they have for a deal. At TopLoss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, TopLoss.com, you can, using the DJV discount box, you can buy 1, 2, 3, 4, as many bottles of Calitrin as you want, and that'll be matched by a free bottle. So you buy 10 bottles, you get 10 free ones. That's the way it's working this week at TopLoss.com. So get serious, get real. Get ready to jumpstart your weight loss program. Use Calitrin, America's healthiest choice for weight loss. Calitrin at TopLoss.com. Use the code DJV for the one-in-one deal.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Offer cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. simple. Get Power Swamps today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Nice guy, Alice Cooper here. Alice Cooper, I'm naming a guy. I don't think he's ever even born with Alice Cooper as his name, right?
I don't believe so.
No,
okay. But I don't know what his real name would be.
Mm-hmm. Fred. His real name is Fred Cooper.
Probably is something like that. Yeah. Barry. His name's
Elmer.
Barry.
No, Elmer.
Vincent.
Elmer Cooper.
Vincent.
Yeah.
Vincent and Damon Fournier. Fournier?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Huh. Yeah.
Doesn't have as nice of a ring as Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper is plotting a North American tour for those of you who are fans. 25 after the hour here on the DJV program. Victoria and Kara and Doug with a focus on music for a few minutes, including the stuff that comes from Alice Cooper, extending his tour schedule with a headlining fall North American run, starting in November at Fort Myers, wrapping up at the end of the month in Prior Lake, Minnesota. More dates expected to be announced as well. Tickets on sale for his trip around the country this Friday. The tour follows a leg of summer solo shows dubbed Old Black Eyes is Back. A play on the old blue eyes from Sinatra. You got that?
I didn't get
paint.
That, actually.
Paint?
Yeah. I know his eyes are always painted black, so I thought that was
right.
Kind of funny.
Oh, that's it's a play on the Sinatra blue eyes. Co-headlining is somebody named Hallstrom. I don't know who that is. Who's that?
I'm guessing probably some heavy metal band that Kara's dad listens to.
Okay. It could be.
I haven't heard of them before, but they probably are a metal band.
They are going to start their tour in mid-July, it looks like, in Allentown, Pennsylvania, going over the month to about 30 different venues, stopping in Camden. Cooper recently wrapped a spring tour with the Hollywood Vampires. There's a nice sounding group. his project with Johnny Depp and Joe Perry in support of their upcoming second LP. It's called Rise. Cooper says new solo music, which would follow his 2017 record Paranormal and subsequent live album, The Paranormal Evening and Paranormal what? Evening, The Olympia Paris. What does that mean?
It's a live album from the Olympia in Paris.
Why did they say that? Here's a live album.
Well, it says
album.
A subsequent says live album.
That. Yeah, it says that.
You got to read it.
But a paranormal evening, the Olympia. What does that mean together? The phraseology is what I'm stuck on, not.
Okay. Okay. I don't know.
It doesn't say in, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Handy. We've already done four songs, he says, all recorded with Detroit Players, because I was born in Detroit. I think Detroit is the home of hard rock. Really, sir, have you checked out Motown there? When the actual album starts coming out, he says, I want to have the flavor of that. The Detroit sound being Alice Cooper. Okay, enough of his ego. On to the next.
Oh, my God. You. Are,
oh, my God. I know, right? Why I'm just shaking my head listening
why
to this.
Why can't Detroit be the home of two different places? It can be the home
Detroit,
of Detroit
Rock City? You've never heard of that? Like, it's... never mind. All right, moving on.
I don't like Alice Cooper. Hello. Next. There's a new study that claims listening to heavy metal can cause bad
drugs. I'm sure
drumming.
You'll love this one.
Yeah.
Aha! I knew it! Study testing the effects of driving while listening to music, claiming heavy metal causes bad driving. Motor magazine Auto Express, this is something to talk to Nick Miles about, conducted the experiment which set out to analyze driver behavior and safety while listening to various types of music. Study compared tracks from Skipknot, Taylor Swift,
Slipknot,
what did I say?
Not Skipknot.
Doesn't matter. Just
doesn't
keep
matter.
Moving.
Wait a minute, what did I say?
Slipknot, Taylor Swift, and Kendrick Lamar. We're never going to get this out. And Johann Sebastian Bach. So they compared all different types of, all four of those different songs. And if you're listening to classical, it's too sleepy. If you're listening to Taylor Swift, you're a better driver. And if you're listening to Kendrick Lamar and heavy metal, you're a bad driver. You're erratic.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Great.
Thank you. Oh, very nice. I was trying to figure out who Slipknot is. That's all right.
They're a heavy metal band.
I got that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't drive and listen to that stuff at the same time. That's the word for the wise. 28 after on the DJV program.
Holla, holla, sit down.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache, like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days or you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief. Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A sign of our appreciation.
A colorful one.
Staples wants to thank you for your business by offering 20% back in rewards on your color printing.
Print whatever you need to promote your business. Color presentations, business cards, and yes, signs.
And get 20% back in Staples rewards. It's our way of saying thanks.
Right now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only and 6/22/19. Exclusions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As his three-day trip to the U.K. winds down, President Trump joined leaders from around the world and World War II vets in Portsmouth, marking 75 years since D-Day, when more than 160,000 Allied troops, including 73,000 Americans, took part in the operation. Today, the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, read a letter written by a Royal Army captain to his family before landing on the beaches of Normandy.
I'm sure that I will be with you again soon, and for good. Please give my fondest love to my Anne and my Jamie.
The president heading for France for ceremonies tomorrow to mark the 75th D-Day anniversary. A hearing today could decide whether Missouri's last abortion clinic will stay open. If it's closed, it'll be the first state in the nation to have no abortion clinics. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Through the hour here on the DJB program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Shillen is here. And we are going to have a little fun in a few minutes trying to get you queued up for really good summer entertaining. Some tips, some ideas on how to do it. Meanwhile, the story of a Tampa Bay mother. Listen to this. See if you could do this. Held an intruder in her home at bay for 13 minutes until police arrived. Lauren Richards, mother of four, made the call to 911, a suspicious person in her home. Took the police 21 minutes to get there. She called 911 at 12:41 a.m. Somebody came into the door. She says, "He's unfamiliar. I don't recognize him." And she waited for officers to arrive. She took, she looked outside her home and noticed this pig that she had as a pet, had her nose to the ground. She realized the animal had picked up a scent and that someone had either been in the garage or was in the house. She was afraid the man would break in and took her gun, entered the garage. His fellow 25-year-old Devin Cook realized that her open garage door was now shut. She left it open, and she closed it to keep the guy in there, and then she pulled out a gun. She told the police in her 911 call, "I have a gun pointed at this guy. I need the police to show up." Still, this was the second call. It took 10 minutes more for the police to get there.
Where does she live?
I don't know how far. She lives in Tampa.
Wouldn't that seem, Tampa's not like a, it's not in the sticks. I mean, wouldn't you think
Tampa's
that the cops could
city.
Get there? Yeah.
Right, a little quicker.
Especially when you say, "I have a gun pointed at him."
Right.
Not that she was going to shoot him, but what if she had to? You know, that's crazy.
Under the circumstances.
And what else is going on in Tampa at 1 o'clock in the morning? Right?
Having been there for a while, living in over in Clearwater. Yeah, not lots.
Cops are at the donut shop? Like, well, I don't get it. Where were they?
Not lots of things going on down there. And there's police in Florida especially. I know that. I lived in Florida, lived there a long, long time, you know, in and out, as I have lived in many places in an in and out fashion. There are so many police down there, so many sheriffs. They just fall all over each other. It would be silly if it wasn't so ridiculous that so much money is spent on all these, you know, people, this zealousness to have police protection. Yeah, and then, you know, what happens? What's the result of that? The president is in England. See the pictures of him with the First Lady of England, the Queen? It looks almost, if you look a couple of the pictures, like he's like dozing off during the Queen's speech. All right, anyway, so that's that story. The police in, I guess this would be considered politically correct police. Yale University senior pushing PC to the limit, asking classmates to stop referring to their campus student center, known by its acronym GPSCY, Gypsy, Graduate and Professional Student Center at Yale, because they pronounce it that way, Gypsy. The word is a slur, so says student Emma Keyes. An opinion piece shows up in the Yale Daily News. She writes, specifically, it's a slur against the Roma, historically marginalized itinerant ethnic group. I don't even know if there are any Romas at Yale, but just because they're may not be members of the community on campus doesn't mean that we should sit back, rest easy, and continue to refer.
You know, people like this.
Oh, my God. Get a life!
People like this are why so many people, especially on the right, label everything as PC now, which is completely inaccurate. But it's people like this that just push it way too far, and it discounts actual being, you know, doing the right thing and saying the right thing when you're being sensitive to someone else. That's not a bad thing. That's called being a compassionate human being. But when it gets to this point where even she says, "I don't even know if there are any gypsies here, but we shouldn't say it," it's ridiculous. Yeah. It totally negates proper political correctness, which in most cases is just
correct. How do you define that? Do you mind defining that, Victoria? Proper political
correctness? I can't stand the term politically correct because it's a cop out for people who tend to be on the right. They say, "Oh, you're just being PC. You're being politically correct." Well, no. By name, you know, by having a transgender bathroom or a bathroom that's open to all genders, you know, that's another thing. Oh, that's politically correct. No, it's just being accommodating to everyone's needs. That's not politically correct. That's just the right thing to do. So I get very, very worked up about people overusing politically correct. I cannot stand that term. It shouldn't even be something in our lexicon.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Victoria. Wait till you hear this one.
Thank you, but you're one of those people who uses the term politically correct a lot.
I know, that's true. Right. You can remind me of that when I'm doing it. Here's a Missouri poacher dealt one of the most unusual punishments in U.S. history. Judge ordering him to watch the movie Bambi 100 times as part of his sentence for illegally killing hundreds of deer. Deer were trophy bucks taken illegally for their heads, leaving their bodies to waste.
Horrible.
I think it's, So, watch the movie Bambi 100 times.
That's very funny.
Huh? It is kind of. A California man freed from prison after serving 23 years of his life sentence on a joyriding conviction, including 8 years in solitary for possessing a book by the co-founder of a prison gang. His attorney said it was unconscionable that he was set to die in prison for nonviolent crimes. Name is Kenneth Oliver, 52, gave a life sentence when he was 29, given a life sentence. At that time, California had a three strikes law. Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly the kind of stuff that she's working on.
Yeah.
And getting her law degree. Do you want another? Do you want a trending story?
Sorry. Yes, please.
One of the biggest stories of the week, really, so far, has been the Jeopardy. The TV show Jeopardy. James Holzhauer. That contestant James Holzhauer lost on, I think it was Monday night, in Final Jeopardy. Everyone wanted to know why didn't he bet more money in Final Jeopardy, because it was very much he was always known for having these really high Final Jeopardy bets, and then he would win and he would just, that's how he built up so much money. He says he knew in this case that he could only beat the other girl, Emma, who ended up winning, if she missed the Final Jeopardy, so there was no point in him betting away a lot of his money. So there's the answer that everyone's been looking for.
Huh. Okay. Good to know. Thank you, Victoria, Doug, Kara, with a focus on your summer entertaining plans up next year on the DJV programs, 42 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that Gen Z is not dragging their feet when it comes to home ownership. Nearly 60% of Gen Z wants to buy a home in the next 5 years, before the age of 30. This isn't just wishful thinking, as more than half have already started saving to achieve this goal. The latest Bank of America Home Buyer Insights report also found that if gifted $5,000, 80% of Gen Zers would rather save it for a down payment than spend it on their dream wedding. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Homeownership Solutions and Strategic Relationships, Bank of America.
Current homeowners' belief that owning a home is worth it is motivating prospective Gen Z home buyers to follow in their footsteps. Gen Z recognize they may face challenges, but that's not stopping them from taking actionable steps, such as getting a second job or making sacrifices, like moving in with their parents or in-laws to save for a down payment.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
This is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Summer entertaining season. After Memorial Day, we kind of get into this mode, cooking, having fun, joining in with all kinds of fun and games, fresh food, outdoor decor. All those things are in the focus with Audrey McClelland, who's a social media consultant, brand advocate, founder of MomGenerations.com. She's here with us to talk about what we need to know. What do you have for us, Audrey? You're big into this. Are there different trends this year than last year? More of the same? What are you seeing?
You know, I think it's more of the same. I think, you know, summer is best when we keep it basic, right? I have five kids. I want it as fun as can be. So, yeah, summer entertaining, it's alive and well. And, you know, what I love is, you know what I love, Doug, is making it easy. Nobody wants summer entertaining to be difficult. So, yeah, BJ's Wholesale Club, what I love about them, it's one-stop shopping. You get everything you need from your outdoor decor to your grills to your coolers, all the food, all the drinks you need right there in one spot. So that's what I love about summer entertaining. You want it to be delicious. You want it to be fresh. You want to have, you know, a fun time. And you can make sure all of that is going to happen when you're getting all your needs at BJ's. So, yeah, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, well, let's stick with that for a second. Going to BJ's, there are a number of these wholesale clubs around. BJ's happens to be a company that was founded in my neck of the woods in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And I think it was actually wasn't it the first one? If I'm not mistaken, they've been around a long time.
I don't know if it was the first one, but you are 100% correct because I'm from Rhode Island. So yeah. I've always known of, obviously, BJ's because of the proximity. So I didn't realize that that's where you were from. So that's great.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So what's the, when it comes to getting ourselves wrapped up in this, going in, I know going into stores like this, frankly, when I go in for a $40 item, I come out with $400 worth of stuff. So, they'd love that to be the case with everybody who walks through the door. But if we're going to focus just on summer stuff, where are they going? What are they looking for? How do they load up their basket?
Yeah, this is what it comes down to, at least for me. I always, I write down a list of what I need. So, you know, for a summer entertaining summer party, you know, you're talking like sirloin patties. You know, have some great delicious cheeseburgers, hamburgers on hand. You want to have some great salads, greens, fresh greens, potato salad, macaroni salad. You want to get your chips, your you know, fresh veggies, your corn and your tomatoes and your lettuce for, you know, just the sides and mini sandwiches. You know, I really do. I go in with a plan and I stick to that. But, you know, to your point before, I think that one of the biggest questions I get, and I think this is where you were going, and I think it's a great question, is why BJ's? What are the perks? What are the advantages of actually being a member? And what I love is because, to your point, you know, when I go in there, I go in because of the value. So I really need to watch where my money goes. So I love that when I go in, you know, the prices there beat supermarket prices on national brands every day, saving families like mine up to 25% off grocery store prices. That's really big for me. You know, they have their exclusive brands, too, which is a big deal. So, yeah.
Do you take your children, your five children you mentioned, do you take
Yes.
them with you when you go shopping for things like this?
Yes. Do you want to know my secret?
Yes, please.
Okay, so my daughter's five, so I pop her in the cart and we go to the book section. And I say to her, we have a rule. I will always buy you a book. So I give her, you know, she picks out a book and she reads the book the entire time. And then my sons go to the electronics section and they walk around. I let them look at all the TVs and everything there while I go and I do my shopping peacefully. So that's my big secret.
That sounds like it. Well, it's a secret we're sharing.
I am all about sharing and helping the moms and dads out there. So, yeah, there you go.
All right. But as a blog, you're a big-timer blogger, mommy blogger,
yes.
What is the mommies pay attention to this sort of thing because it's easy, you've explained it well. Why are you advocating for a particular thing or a group of things or at the store? How do you get that across so that people really understand what it is that you're saying?
You know, I think it all comes down to, loyalty. And if you follow me on social media, you know that I share my life. It's not evergreen content. It's my life. It's what I use. It's what I buy. It's where I go. So, so talking about BJ's, for me, people know I love it. People know I shop there. People in my real life see me there. So that's why I choose to be able to spread the word and awareness about things and brands that I love. And, you know, even with Father's Day around the corner coming up, you know, I love being able to, talk about specifically today and summer celebrations and what you can do. And, you know, one other thing that I'd love to mention, too, is that, you know, right now, too, at BJ's, through June 17th, so think about Father's Day out there, all the moms, is that, you know, if you're a member, you can get one free same-day grocery delivery on an order over $35. So, you know, just
check
head there to BJ's.com.
At momgenerations.com as well. Thanks, Audrey.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In 100 years, you won't remember this theme from the movie A Perfect Storm, which had a lot of good actors in it, actually. George Clooney and some of his pals. I think Wahlberg was in it. Who else was in it, Chucker?
Well, those were the two main stars. Elizabeth Mary Mastrantonio was also in it. She was
the wife.
She's really good. Who was in The Abyss also.
But there's some...
And John C. Reilly was in it also. Terrific character.
Yeah. And some other character actors that you'd recognize whose names I can't remember, but there's a guy who does is all over the place on TV these days.
You know what's interesting? I'll tell you a quick story. It's Mark Wahlberg's birthday today. That's why we play that theme music. He's 49 years old. But that movie was directed by Wolfgang Peterson, who did a slew of really good movies. He started with a movie called Das Boot, which was, extended TV movie. They got theatrical release, got great reviews. Did In the Line of Fire with Clint Eastwood, Perfect Storm. He did the movie Troy. A lot of successful movies. And then Warner Brothers hires him to do the remake of the Poseidon Adventure, Poseidon. And movie did not make much money, and he really never worked in Hollywood after that. Lost Warner Brothers like $100 million on that film, and I don't know if he got blackballed or what's the story, but...
Is it his fault?
Well, I think in some ways they do blame the director, and that's what happened to a director named Jean Dubon, who directed Speed and Twister with great success, and then he did Speed 2, which lost a ton of money for 20th Century Fox, and he barely worked after that movie bombed at the box office. But anyway, getting back to Mark Wahlberg, I think if you look at his career as a whole, this guy's had one of the most successful careers in the last 20 years in the business. Boogie Nights in 97 made him a star. Perfect Storm. I thought he was really funny in the Ted movies. Great performance in The Departed. He's done some movies I didn't like. I thought he was awful in The Happening, M. Night Shyamalan's film. And he's totally miscast in the remake of Planet of the Apes. But overall, he's made a ton of money, done a ton of work, and it is a really, really solid career.
He's one of those guys like The Rock or John Wayne used to do. They just go from movie to movie to movie to movie. They make 3, 4, 5 a year. They work on them 2, 3 months, and then they just go to the next one. That's the way they do it. And so he's been successful. Is appreciated by him. He was a tough kid. Went to jail when he was a teenager.
Yeah, it's an interesting story, his background. He's also
seen the Wahlburgers. Have you seen the TV show The Wahlburgers?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah,
just flipping your channels. Don't watch. I just want to point out, I do not watch his stuff religiously. But yeah, flipping your channels, I've caught it.
Tucker, I won't out you on this.
Okay, thank you.
Woody Allen is going to film a new movie. I guess one would ask why. What is there about this guy? What is there about why does anybody like the crap that he makes? He
certainly had a very successful career in the late 70s and 80s. His stuff now, I mean, he continues to direct. They're very hit and miss. Mostly his product plays in art house theaters. You don't really see Woody Allen stuff.
It's all about his psych. His most of the stuff is about his psychiatric problems, if you get
right? It's always been.
Right. So why do people identify with that? I ask that.
I have no idea.
In a loving way. James Bond is the set for the James Bond film was rocked yesterday. An explosion, bad stunt. One crew member got injured. They get right into it with these things, don't they? They try to make them as real as possible. How much of
if you look in the last 20 years, there have been a few incidents where stuntmen have been killed on the set of movies. I know the stuntman was killed on the set of The Walking Dead a few years ago doing a stunt. So they still do some dangerous practical stuff. In this case, there was an explosion, a controlled explosion on set, damaged one of the major sets, I believe, in Pinewood, England, on that set that a lot of movies are filmed. I got one interesting story. I want you to bounce off this one. Ron Howard giving an interview. He currently directing a documentary on Pavarotti. So he gave an interview and he said he feels that the failure of Solo, a Star Wars movie, which he came in to direct, was due to aggressive online trolling. I think he has a point. I think this is a problem in the industry. I think this is what has hurt a lot of the Warner Brothers superhero movies like Batman vs. Superman. I think a lot of people viciously go after some of these films before they're released or these people have even seen them. And it does spread a negativity. He might be right in this case.
Well, it's amazing what motivates people, isn't it? When you get right down to it, thinking about what
I agree with that,
people. It really is amazing. It's a study in humanity, which we have every day here. Chuck Curry, our movie man on the DJV.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.